This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. This week, healthcare and emergency response personnel in Montezuma County prepared about 1,000 COVID-19 tests for the community, which they offered for free Wednesday. KSJD's Austin Cope visited the county fairgrounds to find out how the community testing was prepared, and he also decided to get a test himself. And I'd like to disclose that Southwest Health System, one of our underwriters, is mentioned in this story.
I thought I might find long lines of cars at the Montezuma County Fairgrounds when I went to get my COVID-19 test on Wednesday afternoon. But mine was only one of a few vehicles in the drive-through testing lanes. So as I drove through the long lines of cones, I stopped at two different tents. At the first tent, health department and hospital personnel copied down my name, my residence, and my date of birth using my driver's license. Then they gave me a test kit in a bright red plastic bag marked biohazard. Inside it was a swab, a wristband, and several other stickers and slips of paper.
Thank you, have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Hi there.
A paramedic greeted me at the next tent. He was wearing a full body protective suit and a respirator with its own air supply and full face mask. He later introduced himself as Justin Lindsay with Southwest Memorial Hospital EMS. I passed him my biohazard bag.
All right.
Describe to me, if you can, what you do with all this, if you can just sort of narrate a little bit.
So what we're doing is we verify your identity,
okay,
your name and date of birth, which we'll do here in a second.
Okay.
And we take this little nasal swab here.
Okay.
It's about a 6-inch long Q-tip. It's mm-hmm. really fine. It's a lot smaller than a Q-tip. And we put it all the way back in your nasal pharyngeal passage, and we wiggle it around a little bit, pull it out, put it back in the sample, and it gets sent off to lab.
Okay.
You get your results in about 5 to 7 days.
He gave me the ID bracelet with a barcode and a number that would match it to my test. Then he asked me to verify my name and date of birth. Once I did that, it was time for the test.
All right.
So you're going to stick this swab right up my nose?
Right in your nose. Just okay. Go straight back. So put your head on your headrest and look straight forward.
Okay.
All right, going in. Count three. 1, 2, 3. Try not to flinch.
Oh.
Goes all the way back, rolls around, and we're done.
Wow.
That's it.
It really did go all the way up my nose.
It did.
Okay.
All right, if you have any other questions.
And that was it. It didn't hurt, but I wouldn't call it fun. At least the process was quick.
Okay. All right, thank you guys very much.
You're welcome. Take care, sir.
You too.
Afterwards, I spoke with Karen Dixon. She's the Emergency Preparedness and Response Coordinator at Montezuma County Public Health Department. She said that it took years of preparation exercises to be able to set up an event like this so quickly and with so many people.
Sometimes we never need to use the exercises, but in a situation like this, we are fortunate that we've had that much planning and exercising and training involved so that when we do need to do this in a very short amount of time, it took us probably 4 days to do from conception to having this whole thing running. We know who's playing the parts.
She sent around 65 personnel from over 10 different county, city, and Ute Mountain Ute tribal agencies and departments had been on site since 6:30 that morning to set up. The only hang-up they encountered was when the fire department and other emergency personnel had to respond to a structural fire elsewhere in the county.
We started out this morning with less players than we anticipated, but we were able to go to our next plan, which was gathering up whatever people we could, and everybody fell into place. Everybody did their jobs. They learned their jobs in about 5 minutes' time, and it worked.
She said the public responded well on social media to the registration, information, and testing processes, and the drive-through testing sites allowed over 100 people to be tested within the first hour.
So it was a very quick experience for them. It wasn't something that they were bottlenecked, that they had to wait any length of time. Everything flowed really, really well.
I asked her if there might be more testing in the future.
We don't exactly know yet. We're going to see what type of results we get from this. We have less people than we had anticipated, but we still have a fairly decent turnout. So we will see what the community response is. If they want us to have another one, then we will most definitely do it.
She said there's also discussion with Southwest Memorial Hospital in Cortez about doing on-site testing there. I asked her how her department would be monitoring public interest.
Social media has a way of telling us exactly what the community demands. So if they want more of it, if we have a spike in cases, if we have some need, some outbreak somewhere in the community where we need to have more testing, then most definitely we will do testing.
Results from the approximately 340 tests completed will be released by next Wednesday. Dixon said those who test positive will be notified directly by the health departments in their counties of residence. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment will contact those who test negative. For KSJD, I'm Austin Cope.